All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. You ready to get into it today?
Oh, yeah. Always ready to dive into some fascinating tech news.
Well, today we are looking at a story that's, well, frankly, it's kind of a tech showdown for the ages.
Oh, really? How so?
It's Google versus the U.S. Department of Justice. A legal battle that could seriously change the internet as we know it.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Now you've got my attention. This sounds like a big one.
It is, and to really get a handle on what's happening, we're going to be looking closely at an article from WebPro News just came out yesterday, November 21st, and it's really giving us a good look at Google's perspective on this whole thing.
So it's Google's side of the story then?
Yeah, exactly. And from what they're saying, the DOJ is not holding back at all.
What do you mean?
Well, they're coming out with some pretty drastic demands, you know, all driven by antitrust concerns.
So they think Google's got too much power and they want to shake things up a bit.
Yeah. Basically. And the thing is, it's not just about some fines or slaps on the wrist.
Yeah. What are we talking about then?
We're talking about some serious structural changes. The DOJ is suggesting that Google might actually have to sell off some of its most valuable assets. Think Chrome, maybe even Android.
Whoa, hold on. Are you serious? Chrome, the browser that pretty much everyone uses, and Android, the operating system for billions of smartphones?
Yep. That's what we're looking at here. It's huge.
It is massive. And so, of course, Google is pushing back hard, calling this whole thing an interventionist agenda, something that could have really bad consequences.
Okay, so what's their reasoning? What are they saying would be so bad about this?
Their big argument is that forced sales like that would just crush innovation, especially in the AI field, which is really taking off right now.
So Google's basically saying, hey, we're leading the way in AI and breaking us up is going to slow everyone down.
Exactly. And they're also bringing up data privacy as a major concern.
Okay, how's that fitting on?
Well, they're worried that if they're forced to break up, they'd have to share their super secret algorithms and all sorts of user data, even maybe search queries. And they say that could end up in the wrong hands, potentially even foreign entities.
Okay, that's getting a little scary. I don't know how I feel about my search history ending up who knows where.
It's a valid concern. Definitely brings up some questions about how secure our data really is and, you know, the possibility of it being misused.
Right, and it's not just about data privacy. Google's also making the argument that all of this could hurt America's position as a leader in technology.
Right. They're saying basically by trying to control them so much, the DOJ is actually putting American innovation at risk and giving a big advantage to competitors like China.
It's a bold claim for sure, playing the national interest card.
It is. But to understand why they're saying this, we need to dig a little deeper into what they mean by hurting innovation.
Okay. I'm all ears.
So their point is that if they're constantly being threatened with breakups and facing super strict regulations, it's going to create a lot of uncertainty and fear in the entire tech industry.
And that would make people less likely to invest in new ideas.
Exactly. Especially the really groundbreaking, risky ones. And that's what they're saying could allow other countries, mainly China, to take the lead in technology. You know, we're in a global race here, and Google saying the DOJ is making America lose its edge.
Okay, so we've got data privacy, we've got national security, all these big arguments from Google. Right. But wait, there's more.
Oh, there's always more when it comes to this kind of stuff.
This next piece of the puzzle is what everyone's really talking about. It's about choice screens.
Choice screens. Okay, this is where things get a little strange, maybe even a little bit absurd.
I'm ready for it. What are we talking about?
Imagine this. You've just bought a brand new shiny Google Pixel phone. Super excited to get it going, right? You power it up and boom.
What happens?
Before you can even get to the home screen, you're hit with not just one, but two different screens asking you to choose your default search engine.
Wait a minute. The government wants Google to make it harder to use Google search on their own phones.
Yep, that's the gist of it. And it gets weirder. These choice screens wouldn't even be controlled by Google. They'd be managed by some technical committee appointed by the government.
Okay, now this is getting into some serious Big Brother territory. So you're telling me I buy a Google phone, but I'm forced to go through these government-run screens before I can use it.
That's what the DOJ is proposing, and they say it's all about competition and giving users more control. They think that by showing people other search engines right away, they might be more likely to try them out and break free from Google.
Right. I get the idea of trying to level the playing field, but honestly, this just sounds super clunky and annoying. Mm-hmm. Who wants to deal with all that extra stuff before they can even use their new phone?
That's exactly what Google is saying. They're arguing that it's just going to confuse and frustrate users, make their products harder to use. And they're saying that most people are already perfectly happy with Google search. So these screens are totally unnecessary.
It's like they built this amazing search engine and now the government wants to hide it behind a mountain of red tape.
Pretty much. And it really highlights this tension. You know, the government wants more competition, but Google's saying, hey, we got to the top because we built a great product.
It's tough. You want a fair market, but you also don't want to punish a company for being successful.
Right. And that's what makes this whole case so interesting. It's forcing us to think about the role of these big tech companies, what power they should have, and how we should be regulating them.
Big questions, no easy answers. And the impact of this case is going to be huge.
It's a real turning point. And what happens here is going to shape the way we interact with technology for years to come.
So what happens if the DOJ actually gets what they want and Google had to change things up? Could it actually hurt users?
That's exactly what Google is claiming. They're saying that breaking them apart could have some unintended consequences when it comes to data privacy and the quality of their products.
Okay, let's break that down. How could data privacy be affected?
Think about it right now. Google has all your data because it's all together in their system, right? They've got strong privacy rules. They've put tons of money into security to keep your data safe from hackers and all that. But if they're forced to split everything up, your data would end up spread out across a bunch of different companies.
And those companies would all have their own rules and security.
Exactly. And that can make it way harder for you to control your privacy and make sure your data is being handled responsibly. You'd be trusting a bunch of different companies instead of just one.
Kind of like taking a perfectly good puzzle and throwing all the pieces into different boxes. Suddenly, it's a lot harder to put back together.
Great analogy. And that's the problem with this whole situation. There are no easy solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happens there will be good and bad results.
Okay, so data privacy is a concern, but Google is also saying that breaking them up could hurt the quality of their products. How so?
Let's take Android, for example.
Hmm.
The most popular phone operating system in the world, billions of people use it. It's a complex system that works seamlessly with all the other Google stuff like Maps, Gmail Assistant, and all that. If Google has to sell it off, it's probably going to get split into a bunch of smaller companies, and each one would have its own version of Android.
So instead of this one smooth Android experience, we could end up with a mess of different versions that don't work together.
It's a real possibility, and that could mean a drop in the quality of Android phones. Imagine if your phone suddenly couldn't use Google Maps or connect to your Gmail. That would be a huge step backwards.
That's kind of a nightmare scenario, isn't it?
It would be a big change and not a good one for users. And then there's Chrome, too, the most popular web browser. It's fast, secure, works perfectly with other Google things. But if it gets sold off, who knows what could happen?
It could become slow, less secure, not as easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And without Google's resources and expertise, who knows what the new owners would do with it?
Sounds like we could be trading one set of problems for a whole new set.
It's a trade-off for sure, and as users, it's up to us to really think about what we want the future of technology to look like and what risks we're willing to take.
So much to think about, and this Google versus DOJ fight is just the tip of the iceberg.
It really is a massive story with huge implications for everyone.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground here, but there's one more piece of this puzzle we need to look at, and it gets right to the heart of what Google search is all about.
Okay, you've got me hooked. What is it?
It's about the quality, the integrity, the future of Google search itself. The DOJ is making some very serious accusations, and Google is defending its crown jewel with everything they've got.
Now, this is getting to the core of Google's power. This is where the real battle is going to be fought.
Get ready, folks, because we're diving deep into the world of search wars. Hashtag TTS, the deep dive episode 2024-11-21, part 2 of 3.
So what exactly are they saying Google's doing wrong with search?
Well, the DOJ is claiming that Google is using its power in search to unfairly push its own products and services. You know, they're basically saying Google's playing favorites, even if their stuff isn't the best or the most relevant for what people are searching for.
So it's like they're putting their own interests ahead of what's best for users.
That's the main point they're making. And they're saying this hurts consumers in a couple of ways. First, it limits choices because Google might be burying better options from competitors further down in the search results. And second, it could lead to people using lower quality products or services just because Google is showcasing them more prominently.
So it's bad for consumers and it's also bad for competition, right?
Exactly. Because if Google's manipulating the search results to favor its own products, it makes it that much harder for new companies to break through, even if they have something innovative or better to offer.
Okay, so the DOJ is making a pretty strong case. But how is Google responding to all this?
Well, they're not backing down at all. They're saying their search engine is the best in the world for a reason. They've poured tons of money and resources into developing these incredibly complex algorithms that are designed to deliver the most relevant and helpful results.
So they're saying they're just really good at what they do, and that's why they're on top.
Yeah. Essentially, they're saying their success is a direct result of providing a quality product that users trust and rely on.
It's a classic defense. The best product wins, but I'm not sure the DOJ is buying it.
Yeah, they're not totally convinced. They acknowledge Google's contributions to search technology, of course. But they say Google's gotten so big and powerful that it's tipping the scales too far in their favor.
Right. They're worried that Google's dominance is preventing new players from emerging and stifling innovation.
And that's the tough part, isn't it? Trying to find that balance between rewarding a company for being innovative, but also ensuring a fair and competitive market for everyone.
It's a tricky question. Where do you draw the line?
That's the million-dollar question. And this whole case is forcing us to confront it head-on. I mean, you've got Google, a company that has undeniably changed how we access information and made our lives easier in so many ways, and they're going up against the Department of Justice, which is supposed to protect the marketplace and make sure it works for everyone.
It's almost like a classic battle between innovation and regulation.
Exactly. And the outcome of this could have a major impact, not just on Google, but on how the government approaches big tech in general for years to come.
It's definitely a landmark case, a real turning point. So let's shift gears a bit and talk about the potential consequences for everyday users like us if the DOJ gets its way and forces these changes on Google.
Okay, so what could that look like for our online experience?
Well, remember how we talked about the possibility of Google having to sell off Chrome and Android? You know, on the surface, having more choices and more competition might seem like a good thing for consumers, right?
Yeah, more options usually means better deals.
Right. But the reality is these forced sales could backfire in some unexpected ways.
Like, can you give us an example?
Take Android, for instance. It's the operating system behind billions of smartphones worldwide. But it's also a very complex system that works because it's so tightly integrated with all of Google's other products and services like Google Maps, Gmail, the Google Assistant, all of that.
Right. It all works together seamlessly.
Exactly. And if they're forced to sell Android off, it would likely get broken up into a bunch of smaller companies, each with its own version of the operating system.
So instead of having this one unified Android experience, you could end up with all these different versions that don't work together very well.
That's a real possibility, and it could actually lead to a drop in the quality and the functionality of Android phones. I mean, imagine a world where your Android phone suddenly can't use Google Maps or sync properly with your Gmail account.
That would be a huge step backwards in terms of usability.
And then there's Chrome, the most popular web browser in the world. It's fast, it's secure, it works perfectly with other Google services. But if they're forced to sell that off, it could lose all those advantages.
So potentially a slower, less secure, less user-friendly Chrome.
It's definitely within the realm of possibility. And, you know, beyond individual products like Android and Chrome, there's also the question of data privacy.
We touched on that earlier, but it's worth another look.
Definitely. So remember how we were talking about how Google controls a lot of user data because it's all within their system, and they have these really strict privacy policies and invest heavily in security to keep that data safe?
Right. They've got a pretty good track record when it comes to protecting user data.
Yeah, they do. But now imagine a scenario where Google is forced to break up all of its products and services. Suddenly, all of that user data would be scattered across a bunch of different companies, each with its own approach to privacy and security.
That's a scary thought. My data spread out all over the place, subject to who knows what kind of policies.
It's a legitimate concern. And instead of having your data in one place under Google's protection, you'd be relying on a patchwork of different companies, each with its own level of commitment to data security.
It feels like no matter what happens, there will be some downsides, some unintended consequences.
It's true. There are no easy answers here. This isn't a simple black and white situation. Every potential outcome has its pros and cons.
It's a trade-off. And ultimately, it's up to us as users and as citizens to weigh those trade-offs and decide what we're willing to risk and what kind of future we want for technology and how it fits into our lives.
It's a conversation that we need to have as a society. This case is just one piece of a much larger puzzle about the role of big tech and how to balance innovation with regulation.
Okay, so we've talked about data privacy, the potential impact on products like Android and Chrome. But Google's also making a big deal about how the DOJ's actions could harm American innovation. They're basically saying that this is going to hurt America's position as a global leader in technology.
Right. That's a really big claim. And to understand why they're saying that, we need to think about the bigger picture. You know, we're living in a world where technology is advancing at an incredible pace, and there's intense competition between countries to be at the forefront of that advancement.
It's like a race. And Google's saying the DOJ is tripping up the American runner.
Exactly. It's a really striking image, and it highlights the fact that this case isn't just about competition within the U.S. It's about global dominance in the tech sector, which has huge implications for things like economic power, national security, even cultural influence.
Wow. Okay, now we're talking about some seriously high stakes. So how does the DOJ respond to that? Are they acknowledging that their actions could potentially have these negative consequences?
Well, the DOJ's main focus is on making sure there's a fair and competitive market within the United States. Their argument is that Google's dominance is actually what's stifling innovation right now because it's so hard for smaller companies to compete. They're saying that if they break Google's monopoly, it will actually lead to more innovation and better products for consumers in the long run.
Okay, I see their point.
Yeah.
But is it possible to create that level playing field without accidentally crushing innovation in the process?
That's the big question, isn't it? It's a really delicate balancing act. You need enough regulation to prevent these huge monopolies and unfair practices, but not so much regulation that it scares away investors and prevents people from taking risks, which is what drives innovation.
It's like walking a tightrope, one wrong step, and the whole thing could fall apart.
Exactly. And that's what makes this case so important. The decisions made here will have ripple effects throughout the tech world and set a precedent for how the U.S. government approaches regulating big tech in the future.
So it's not just about Google. It's about the future of the entire industry.
Absolutely. The stakes couldn't be higher.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, but there's one final piece of the puzzle that we need to talk about, and it goes right to the heart of how Google search works. The DOJ is raising some serious concerns about how Google handles search results.
Now we're getting to the core of Google's business model. I'm all ears. Tell me more.
Well, they're basically taking aim at how Google ranks and displays search results.
Yeah.
They're claiming that Google is manipulating those results to give preferential treatment to its own products and services.
Yeah.
And potentially burying competitors lower down in the search results, even if those competitors offer more relevant or higher quality options.
So they're saying Google is essentially rigging the system to benefit itself.
Exactly. And they're saying it hurts consumers because it limits their choices and could lead them to using inferior products or services just because those are the ones that Google is putting front and center.
It's a direct attack on Google's algorithms, the very heart of their search dominance.
You got that right. Buckle up, folks, because we're about to dive deep into the world of search algorithms and the fight for online visibility. Hashtag TTS, the deep dive episode 2024, 1121. Part 3 of 3.
Okay, so let's talk about this whole manipulating search results thing.
Yeah.
How are they saying Google's actually doing this?
It all comes down to those algorithms.
Yeah.
You know, those things that decide what shows up first when you do a Google search.
Mm.
The DOJ is saying that Google is tweaking those algorithms to give their own products and services an unfair advantage in the search rankings.
Even if those products aren't the best or most relevant.
Exactly. And they're saying this is bad for consumers. For a couple of reasons. First, it limits choices because you might not even see the best options if Google's burying them lower down in the results.
And people might end up using products that aren't as good just because Google's putting them front and center.
Right. And the DOJ is also saying this is bad for innovation because it creates a barrier for new companies trying to break into the market, even if they're offering something better or more innovative.
So it's like Google's using its power to stifle competition.
That's the argument. And they're saying it's ultimately hurting consumers.
Okay, I get it. So how is Google defending itself against all of this?
Well, they're saying they earn their position at the top by giving users what they want. They say they've put a ton of effort into developing these super complex algorithms to make sure they're showing the most relevant and helpful results.
So they're saying their success is a result of building a great product.
Exactly. And that their algorithms are designed to benefit users, not just their own bottom line.
Okay, so it's a bit of a standoff then. The DOJ says Google's manipulating things and Google says they're just doing their job.
It's a classic battle. The little guy versus the giant. The DOJ trying to level the playing field and Google saying, hey, we got here fair and square.
It's fascinating and it really highlights the bigger question of how we should be regulating these massive tech companies. They have so much influence over our lives, but we also want to encourage innovation.
It's tough finding that balance. Mm-hmm. And this case could have huge implications, not just for Google, but for the entire tech industry.
It's a real turning point, and whatever happens here will likely shape how governments approach regulating big tech for years to come.
So where do we go from here? What happens next in this whole Google versus DOJ saga?
Well, both sides are digging in for what will probably be a very long and expensive legal battle. Google has already said they're going to fight back against the DOJ's proposed remedies, and the DOJ seems determined to push forward.
So buckle up, it's going to be a bumpy ride.
It is, but regardless of who wins or loses in court, this case is already raising some important questions about the role of big tech in our society and how we should be balancing their power with the need for a fair and competitive marketplace.
It's a conversation that we need to keep having, and we all have a role to play in shaping the future of technology and how it impacts our world.
Absolutely. So stay informed, stay engaged, and keep asking those tough questions.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, folks, that's it for our deep dive into the Google versus DOJ showdown. We've covered a lot of ground today, but this is just the beginning of what's sure to be a long and fascinating story.
Thanks for joining us as always.
And until next time, keep exploring the world with open minds and a thirst for knowledge.